therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner, and I am your host, David Pruse. My format is as usual. On Mondays, it's business and economics that affect Fairbanks and the state of Alaska. Tuesday's my day of politics, so my guests will be based around that. Wednesday, my guest is an interesting Fairbankson, pioneer, local legend, maybe even a nefarious character, and sometimes we throw them in on a Friday. Friday is all about Fairbanks, what we get to do over the weekend, those opportunities that are afforded to us, those things that make Fairbanks special. My job is to introduce this planet, this world, to the wonderful world of Fairbanks, give everyone that Fairbanks fix we need once in a while. We'll try to get to your phone calls, but sometimes our conversations don't stop. Please be patient. I will get to them. We are at 458-TALK. 458-8255. And with that, today's a Friday, and I have one of my repeat, wonderful, frequent flyer guests, Joni Skillbred, and also another repeat performer, Brian Forrest. And we're going to talk about what you guys are producing tomorrow at Pioneer Park, and it's a wow. I mean, that's wow.
Yes, we're pretty excited about it.
Well, what are you doing?
Well, tomorrow is the Halloween drive-through at the park, and we started at the Friends of the Tanana Valley Railroad Museum back in our July board meeting, I believe it was. Usually there's a Halloween event, and we said there's got to be a way that we can do Halloween here at the park. So we got the idea to do a drive-through, wrote up the proposal, submitted it to the park, which it went to the borough, and then
went through legal. COVID, you know, legal.
It was kind of neat because it passed risk management on the first try.
Whoa!
So usually the Halloween event is a fundraiser for Access Alaska. And, you know, it's a park-wide event.
Mm-hmm.
And so once again this year, it's a park-wide event, and Access Alaska, it's a fundraiser for them.
A great organization.
Yes. So tomorrow, it's a drive-through. It's sold out. The tickets, we can only do so many cars in the park.
Didn't you have
during the day
500 tickets and they were gone in the first day?
They're all gone, yes.
Were gone in less than 3 days.
Yeah. You know, sort of like that pent up, we want to do stuff in Fairbanks, and you guys are supplying it.
Yeah, we're pretty committed to it.
Fairbanks, Joni showed me photos of the items that they're making. And they're incredible. You know, you're making items that are big, spooky items that are big, beautiful, talented, and
homemade.
Homemade, and where this inner aspect comes from? I'm going to be nice on the radio, and not, you know, debauchery, spookiness, scariness. You guys are talented. I mean, this is really good.
Well, yes. The entire park is decorated.
Yeah.
Our decorations are just for our end down there by the Railroad Museum. And to my knowledge, we're the only ones with homemade decorations.
That is correct.
But these guys all like Halloween. And I'm a maker. Well, I'll make anything.
You always had the spooky train. You know, in past years, and
yes.
And a neat event, and Fairbanks would come out for it, and it's on Saturday on Halloween Day, And Fairbanksons and their kids and their families would come out for it. So you probably all got in a room and said, this shall not deter us. I know your attitudes. I know your personalities, and I admire them all.
Well, I just wanted to point out that this Halloween event at Pioneer Park, if anyone has been keeping an eye on events at the park, this is the first one that's happened all year round. And it's the only one scheduled for the calendar. So it's that's why we're pulling out all the stops this year, is we want to make the best of it.
But
so what does it entail? What does it entail?
Well, they're going to stage at the in the main parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to reconfigure how their gates are. And they're going to have two groups. I should probably let Brian describe this.
So they'll probably open up the Moore Street gate, have you come down Moore Street, go into the back gate, and there you start.
Yep. So as you enter in through Moore Street gate, you're going to take a left-hand turn into Gold Rush Town. And Gold Rush Town has a couple of surprises. So I'm not going to ruin these surprises. I just want to give a brief overview, though. As you're riding through Gold Rush Town, first you're going to be met with a spooky tunnel, and Access Alaska, as well as Pioneer Park staff and multiple other volunteers, are going to be spaced out throughout the park, making sure that you're on the right path. But they're also going to be there to give you a couple little spook scares and frights. So as you're driving through Gold Rush Town, all those cabins are decorated. There's decorations on the ground. There's decorations up high. So you'll definitely want to be driving a little bit slow. That way you can get a glimpse of everything. But then, like Joni said, they reconfigured the driving path. So then, normally, you can't do this. They opened up the pathway that drives by the Harding car,
mm-hmm.
where you're going to be met with another spooky tunnel.
Ah.
And with that pathway open, you're going to find yourself in the area by the Civic Center. You're going to be driving along by the SS Nenana and then the Civic Center. And then there's going to be a couple guests in this area. I'm not going to.
Spooky time guests
spooky
in this area.
Spooky time guests, yeah.
Fairbanks, I've seen the photos. I know what they're doing.
And then as you are just about getting past the SS Nenana, there's a stopping point where a delicious treat can
be had
and surprise you. And then you're going to be driving by Ruella's Carousel, coming into the playground area, and that's where you're going to find us at the Railroad Museum in the railroad area. And we've got our volunteers out. We're going to have both locomotives out. Number one isn't going to be steamed up, unfortunately, but we're going to be ringing the bell, and then Engine 67 is going to be out tooting the whistle. And then all of our homemade decorations, you know, we get these from Pinterest, just Google ideas. Joni comes up with some frightening stuff on her own. She's just sitting at the
boy,
dining table.
Boy, does she. You know, Brian, I'm glad you said that so I didn't have to.
Yeah. But otherwise, the railroad area in working with our neighbors, the Folk School, we've got that area decorated very well. And we hope that as you're driving through, you really get a chance to look at these. Granted, these decorations will be out after the event through the week and into actual Halloween.
So if you don't have a ticket, because it's sold out, you can come after tomorrow. So anytime,
and the same trail will be open.
Yeah, during the week. And
they're just not going to get a treat.
They're
not going to see you guys.
No.
Oh, the museum will be open.
Yes, will
okay.
be open.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can come in. We've got refreshments that you can have.
This is during the week.
And this is during the week, yeah.
Yes.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Yes.
So all those Zoom school items where the student gets done early, they can go here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you can go through and look at all the decorations that we've made. The only difference is going to be that, you know, the special in-person displays aren't going to be there, and the candy stations won't be there.
And the spooky tunnels are going to be taken down starting Sunday.
And the locomotives won't be there. But our locomotive, I want to add, when our locomotive goes out, our locomotive is following protocols. It has a mask on for everyone's safety. Yes, it does.
Joni made it.
Well, Joni is one of those that can make it. What, yeah. What did you do, put a 30-foot mask on the hospital?
Yes, I did.
Don't ask me how I know that.
Oh, she was pretty proud of it, too.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break here for some commercials. And if you have a question or a thought, we're at 458-TALK, 458-8255 with Brian Forrest and Joni Skillbrand. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
What do we really know about Al Gross? He's not actually an independent. Gross is backed by DC liberals and told out-of-state donors his values are to the left. We also know Gross made millions in profits from healthcare, then invested big in drug companies. He brags about it. Here's Gross in his own words.
We all know that money has a tendency to corrupt, and there's been a lot of money on the table.
Gross pushed a scheme that would take away your employer or union health insurance, raise taxes on middle-class Alaska families, and force Alaska's rural hospitals to close. Making millions off healthcare while pushing a scheme to hurt Alaskans' care? What's that say about Gross?
Some of you may consider me a hypocrite for having profited off the system.
Al Gross's hypocrisy is bad for your health care. Reject Al Gross for U.S. Senate. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
In Alaska, we respect our military, service, and sacrifice. That's why we're fortunate to have Marine Corps Colonel Dan Sullivan fighting for us. The only member of the U.S. Senate still serving in the U.S. military. Colonel Sullivan is rebuilding our Alaska-based military and taking care of our veterans. And Senator Sullivan is leading to end domestic violence and protect Alaskans with pre-existing conditions. Here's Dan Sullivan.
As a Marine, I swore an oath to defend our people. As Alaska's Attorney General, I fought to stop domestic violence and empower survivors. And as your senator, I'm working to ensure every Alaskan has access to quality, affordable health care. That starts by making sure everyone with a pre-existing condition is covered. No questions asked.
Dan Sullivan. Leadership. Service. Integrity.
I'm Dan Sullivan. I'm running for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Because I'll always fight for Alaska.
Paid for by Alaskans for Dan Sullivan.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
It's going to be sunny today with a high near 26 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight. Lows expected right around 10 above as we head into tomorrow for Saturday. Mostly cloudy. Highs near 28. Lows around 15. And Sunday, a 20% chance of snow. Mostly cloudy, but highs near 31. Lows around 22. A peek into next week. Monday calling for some snow and highs near 29. That's your latest Fairbanks area weather forecast.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. David Prue's in the studio here with Joni Skillbrett and Brian Forrest. They are putting on tomorrow, Saturday, starts at 12. What time does it end?
It ends at 8 p.m.
500 cars, stuffed with all sorts of people, are going through the spooky town.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there's a spooky train, number 67, engine number 67, will be out and about with a very large facial covering in case of COVID.
Well, that's engine number one.
Yes.
Oh, engine number one.
Our locomotive, yes.
My dad went out and got engine 67. He was the first operator of Pioneer Park's train back in 1967 when it was A67, so I was trying to throw a little bit of his stuff in there. How many people are with the Tanawha Valley Railroad Association?
We have
Friends of the Tanawha Valley Railroad.
We have about 160 annual volunteers. These are members of the organization, though just like any other nonprofit or community organization, we're always looking for new members to bring new energy, new ideas to the organization. Membership is free for the first year, otherwise it's $25. We have a couple of youngsters between the ages of 14 and 18, and they have permission from their parents and guardians to come down, learn more about railroading, and we're always looking for more youngsters to come down, and if they have an interest or passion in railroading, Alaska Railroad history, all that fun stuff, we'd be happy to show them what we have.
You know, it's a great progression to go from a Lionel Transit to the real thing.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And one thing that I notice on run days, you know, it's like nobody's too good to shovel coal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's part of running our locomotive because it runs on coal.
You know, I've talked with Cliff and Rob Everett, late Cliff Everett and Rob Everett, and they say, you know, it takes, for every 1 hour in the air, it takes about 7 hours to 8 hours on the ground of maintenance to operate a DC-6 and a DC-3 and a C-47 and a few other things. What does it take for an hour of operation for maintenance and upgrading?
Well,
besides every working hour of the day.
So, as many people know, we run the steam locomotive in the summertime predominantly. Mm-hmm. Halloween is one occasion where we, you know, we bundle up and get out there. But for the summertime, after every run, we have to drain the boiler, dry it out, make sure that everything's taken care of. We clean the firebox. But then the wintertime, after the season, the wintertime is where all the big work comes because, and I'm not joking about this, all the mechanics of the locomotive
have to be redone or reviewed.
They have to be reviewed, and they get taken apart, inspected, and then about March time frame is when we try to aim for having the state inspection happen.
So if you're a 14 to 18 year old and you have a mechanical aspect or a thought, this would be like nirvana for you.
Yeah.
We have
parents, remember that. Parents, you're listening. I don't get many 14 to 18 year olds, you know.
And just, you know,
during the school, yeah, listening.
Any adults with that little kid in their heart.
Yeah.
Come on down. See what
we have. We have volunteer opportunities the entire year. And it takes a lot of volunteers to keep this locomotive running and our museum operational. There's quite a wide variety of jobs that have to be done. Not all of them are mechanical.
And also, that stands true with Engine 67.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing that during the winter, too. So they're looking at something from the turn of the century, and then they're looking at something that's basically 50 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, there's a little more than 50 years between, I guess, the two locomotives.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But I said 50 years of age for number 67.
Almost 70 years, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's getting up there, definitely.
Yeah. If my dad was around, I'd ask him where he got it from. Do you know where he got it from, Joni?
No, I don't. Pennsylvania?
I gotta put a little note on here. 67 was not made by any big company. 67 was designed by and built by a company that made aftermarket parts. And the borough came and said, you know, can you make this for us? And they're like, oh, we don't know. Well, sure enough, they put it together. It is not only a one-of-a-kind locomotive, but it's a one-of-a-kind locomotive in a one-of-a-kind park in the Golden Heart City.
Very well. Very true.
Yes. And it's been going since 67. Number one is 121 years old. And it's the oldest operating steam locomotive in Alaska and the Yukon. So, you know, that's something really to be proud of. It was the first operating steam locomotive here in Fairbanks, and it's still running.
Mm-hmm. We had a fun history day on that one, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
I've learned from her, Brian. And she keeps introducing me to more neat stuff. You know, how many people are involved in the production tomorrow?
We have, between Access Alaska, Pioneer Park staff, Railroad Museum, and other organizations taking part, we have close to 70 volunteers. But I can't stress this enough. We need more. Between the hours of 11:30 and 8:30, if you want to volunteer, called the Pioneer Park office, 459-1087, and say, you know, I can volunteer for a couple hours. Where do you need me? When do you need me? And we would be most grateful. The Railroad Museum has been donated lunch, and then Pioneer Park is taking care of dinner. So you're not going to be hungry. We've got hot cocoa and coffee and water and cider, all that fun stuff for our volunteers. So
dress warm.
Oh, definitely. So if you want to volunteer, call the Pioneer Park office, 459-1087, and, you know, we'd be most happy to have you.
You know, it was sad of the operations this year that had to be curtailed out of Pioneer Park.
Yes.
Just, it was, you know, man. I think we're all so ready for this COVID to be done.
And I gotta be very thankful for the Railroad Museum, both the board of directors, the volunteers. Even when we have been able to be open in a limited capacity, we've been supported by the community. We've been supported by Pioneer Park staff. Like, if we need something taken care of, the Pioneer Park staff are right then and there. They've been putting hours into this Halloween event, and I'm just most thankful for all
that. They have an amazing staff.
You have some amazing sponsors.
Oh, we do. Can I go through?
Yes, please.
All right. Well, I want to start off with Mount McKinley Bank because they are our biggest sponsor this year. Mount McKinley is a financial institution right here, founded in Fairbanks. So what better to sponsor a local production than our Halloween train? Golden Heart Administrative Professionals is also right in here downtown Fairbanks. They're a medical billing and bookkeeping company, and they specialize in aiding nonprofit organizations with their fundraising. They're open all year round, so they can help you fundraise if you have a nonprofit. Bella Luce Fine Art Portraits. I went into their office to speak with them, to tell them about this event. And to my surprise, the artwork on their walls, the portraits of these local Fairbanksons, outstanding. Like, you would think it's a Renaissance painting. Absolutely beautiful. Lulu's Bread and Bagels over there off of Chena Pump, they have some amazing food. The staff there are most friendly and helpful. So if you don't know what you want, they can probably help you out even more so. Hoffer Glass, I was talking with them, and they've been in business here in Fairbanks for a good long while.
Crookshank family is wonderful.
Absolutely. So if you need anything, go see them. River City Cafe, this one's kind of a little inwards. My sister works there.
Ah!
So go see my sister down at River City. They've got some amazing coffee. And Solstice Medicine and Wellness. So if you're feeling a little bit under the weather and need some help, they can help you.
Fairbanks, we are going to take a break for the Fox News, state news, some commercials, some weather, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
President Trump says Sudan will start to normalize ties with Israel, making it the third Arab state to do so as part of U.S. brokered deals in the run-up to Election Day. The president says he is sure Saudi Arabia will be in the mix soon and even holds out an olive branch to a longtime nemesis.
And I could see Iran. Look, someday I'd love to help Iran. I'd love to get Iran back on track. Their GDP went down 27%. They've gone from a rich country to a poor country in a period of 3 years. And I'd love to get them back on track. They just can't have nuclear weapons, that's all.
After their debate last night, President Trump and Democrat Joe Biden are campaigning again today. The president speaking in Florida, while Biden prepares to address coronavirus in Delaware. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Anchorage police fatally shot a man who they say was armed with a shotgun Thursday morning in a SWAT standoff at a home in Eagle River. Officers were called for a domestic disturbance between a man and other family members. The three family members were able to leave the home before police arrived, but Police Chief Justin Dahl said the man refused to leave and barricaded himself inside the home. Dahl said they determined there was probable cause to arrest the man for domestic violence assault. After roughly 2 hours of attempted police negotiations, the man hung up the phone and walked outside the home with a shotgun. Five SWAT officers fired their weapons. The suspect was hit and was declared deceased at the scene. Dahl said it was not immediately clear if the man had pointed the shotgun at officers or fired at them before he was fatally shot. And finally, Anchorage police said a man was killed in a hotel on Spinard Road on Wednesday night, and they're investigating it as a homicide. Police said they received a report of shots fired and found a man dead inside the Chelsea Inn Hotel. He had trauma to his upper body. Officers are asking anyone with information about the incident to call dispatch at 311 or Crime Stoppers at 907-561-STOP. This is the ninth homicide in Anchorage this year, not including one fatal officer-involved shooting.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Dan Sullivan claims to be independent, but he doesn't tell you that he has voted 97% of the time with his party. Dan Sullivan says of course he opposes Pebble Mine, but he doesn't tell you that as DNR commissioner, he permitted it, and the Pebble CEO says they can count on Sullivan after the election. Dan Sullivan now says of course he favors covering pre-existing conditions, but he doesn't tell you the fact that he voted three times to repeal the law that enables Alaskans to be covered for all of their pre-existing conditions. He called rural Alaska the very soul of our state, and then, of course, voted for cuts to rural hospitals. Nor does Sullivan mention that his same votes would have thrown 62,000 Alaskans off of their current health coverage. We need an independent senator who puts Alaska ahead of his party.
Paid for by Independent Alaska, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. IndependentAK.com. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
How much will new replacement windows cost? If you need windows, that's your first question. This is Chris Dunn, local owner of Renewal by Anderson. Call our free 48-hour price quote line, and within 48 hours, a Renewal by Anderson design consultant can measure your windows and patio doors, discuss your style and color options, and then provide a down-to-the-penny price quote that we'll honor for an entire year. All within 48 hours of your call. Right now, buy one window or patio door and get one 40% off with no money down, no payments, and no interest for 2 years. Don't waste your time with one of those unreliable window companies. It would be a privilege for us to provide you with a price on new windows, and then you decide what's best for your home. For more information on Renewal by Anderson's discount and 48-hour price quote, call 885-3100. 885-3100. 885-3100. That's 885-3100.
Mom, can you get me some tortilla chips? Nacho cheese, if you please. LOL. If they're out of nacho, get ranch. If no ranch, spicy taco. If they're out of spicy taco, what kind of a lame store are you shopping at? But seriously, if no spicy taco, get garden salsa. Love you.
Ranked choice voting couldn't be easier. Most of us do it every day. It's just one of the great ways Ballot Measure 2 will help make Alaska's elections better for all of us, so every winner has the support of the majority.
Oh, and could you get me an iced tea? Lemon? Or, if no lemon, peach. If no peach, strawberry.
It's time to make Alaska's elections about the people again. Vote yes on 2 for better elections. Paid for by Yes on 2 for Better Elections. Top three contributors are Unite America Action Now Initiative and Unite and Renew Fund.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. I have Brian Forrest and Joni Skillbred in the studio with me. They are putting on the Friends of the Tanana Valley spooky show, Halloween.
No, we're working with the Pioneer Park and Access Alaska.
Again, Fairbanks, she corrects me when needed.
So officially it's called the Halloween Town and Spooky Train in a normal year. But this is the Halloween Town and Spooky Train drive-through at Pioneer Park, and that's tomorrow from 12 to 8. Tickets are sold out, but you can still drive through starting next week. I highly recommend dusk.
As in Monday during regular hours out there?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. The gates are open, and you can drive through most of the original route. The cabins, as it starts getting darker in the day, the lights automatically turn on. We'll have our decorations, most of our decorations left out. So through Halloween, actually on Halloween, you can come visit Pioneer Park. And the Railroad Museum is open daily from 12 to 6. So if you wanted to stretch your legs, come and have a refreshment in the Railroad Museum.
Yes, and you can walk in, park at the Moore Street Gate, and you can also walk in, too. You can visit our train wreck cemetery. We will have one.
You know, I can't stress enough for parents or groups with children who are in school, what a recreational location the Friends of the Tanawha Valley Railroad can be. I mean, I cannot stress this enough. If I had a kid in school who was going stir crazy, learning by Zoom, come here, kid. We're going here.
Oh, yeah.
They come in and they like our dioramas a lot. And they like to ring the bell.
You can learn all about Casey Jones.
Yes.
And you might learn about him on Saturday. I'm not saying, but I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How long have you been working on these? I mean, your presentation of the photos that you showed me, you know, you're artistes without being artistes.
Once the board approved and we heard back from Parks and Recreation that this event is a go, I kid you not, Joni pulled out of her little basket some painting tools and just about got to it after that.
Since mid-August. We've been working on this.
A mind is a terrible thing to waste, and Joni won't let you waste your mind at all when she's around.
No, no.
So then you basically, for an encore, you're out in Nenana.
Oh, yes.
What are you doing in Nenana?
So for a marvelous community, and they are well known for their events that they put on, 4th of July, Tripod Days. Well, one of them is also true for Halloween. This year, it's going to be a little bit different, but still fun and everything. It's called a Trunk or Treat. And up and down A Street, which is the primary street right there off the highway, local community businesses and people will decorate their cars and trunks, and kids can come and visit between 5 and 7 o'clock on Saturday, October 31st. They can come and visit these cars and get some candy to save on having to walk afar, because Nenana's residential populations are pretty sparse and spread out.
And so the Friends of the Tanana Valley Railroad, we agreed to have a couple of trunks open.
Yeah.
So we're going to have our own little display there. Mm-hmm. Near the railroad depot there, of course.
Why, of course.
Of course.
And when is this? This is next Saturday?
Next Saturday.
On Halloween.
On Halloween
at 5
o'clock.
What time does it start? 5 o'clock till closed.
Till closed. As much as candy as we can pass out. So it's, you know, it's a 45 to an hour drive from Fairbanks. But to be able to visit and join a community organization like that, and to actually see Nenana, because a lot of people don't get off the highway. Mm-hmm. There are some beautiful buildings down there and some rich history. So if you get a chance on Halloween, come visit us. We'd be happy to show you a little part of Nenana, as would the residents there.
Yes, it's an outdoor event. You know, maintain your social distance. Wear your mask if you got one.
Mm-hmm.
And yes.
And dress up.
And speaking of masks, we're going to feature at our event here at the park, we have the COVID-carrying Grim Reaper.
I didn't want to bring it up, but yes, you do.
Yes, we do.
Along with some of his other partners in crime.
Our Grim Reaper, though, wears a mask. We made sure, you know.
Yes. You are such a facetious person. You really are. Oh, we're going to stick it to you.
Oh, Halloween's a wonderful time of year.
Oh, yeah.
Again, a mind is a terrible thing to waste, and you will not let anyone waste their mind, will you, Joni Skillbrand?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
I even got history in it. We did a cutout, and I painted the Soapy Smith's skull. which is an actual thing in Skagway on a rock bluff, and I recreated it, and we're going to have it on display. So you can come and see Soapy Smith's skull.
What are some of the other tantalizing things that you might let out of the bag here?
We have the trees. We have two trees, scary trees that are
You have an arachnophobia type of thing.
Giant spiders.
And these aren't you know the nice type.
No. They're spiders. we have the cutouts. We have the train wreck cemetery. There are no survivors in there. The headstones are all humorous.
Train wreck cemetery, no survivors.
Yes.
Any ghosts? Any ghosts of them too?
No, but we do have some ghosts. We have cutouts. We have Gary's creature that he made, and we're still debating what the name of it is. That thing is so unique.
Well, you know, this time for you is coming to an end. 1 minute left to finish up, because then I got the next person coming in. So, Joni, any final comments?
I just would like to invite everybody. If you already have a ticket, we'll see you on Saturday. If not, come during the week all the way up to Halloween and stroll through and check us out. And, you know, the whole park is decorated. It's really an amazing thing.
Ryan?
If you want to volunteer on the event, call the park office, 459-1087. I look forward to seeing you. Thank you, Fairbanks, for your generous support, and we look forward to serving you again in future events. And thank you, Dave, for having us here.
Oh, no
problem. See us at the museum.
You know, thank you for what you're doing. This is a great event. And Fairbanks, we are going to have, after the break, in here Tina Faringer, and she's with F&H Fistus Fitness Studios, and she's presenting the Pink Ride 20 miles for Tata's October 30th, which is next Friday at 6 p.m., and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Paid for by Alaskans for Don Young.
As we hear endless political ads, one thing is clear. Democrats have absolutely no regard for the truth. Elise Galvin continues to insist that she is an independent who will stand up to Democrats. The truth?
I am caucusing with the Democrats, and I've made it very clear with them.
Galvin claims that Alaska's highways are falling apart because of Don Young. The truth? Thanks to Congressman Don Young, Alaska is number one in highway allocations, and the amount we receive increases every year. Galvin claims Don Young has lost his clout. The truth? Don Young has passed more legislation in the past 2 years than most congressmen do in an entire career. Congressman Don Young continues to stand up for Alaska. Elise Galvin continues to spread falsehoods. For Alaska's future, vote to re-elect our Congressman Don Young.
I'm Don Young, and I approve this message.
Let's commit a crime. It's easy. You just find out how much the big oil companies are making from Alaska's oil fields. Imagine that. Big Oil's lobbyists convinced our legislature to make it a crime to find out how well our own oil fields are doing. That's just criminal. Ballot Measure 1 will reverse that stupid law and bring transparency to our partnership with Big Oil. Vote yes on 1 for Alaska's fair share.
Paid for by Vote Yes for Alaska's Fair Share. Top contributors Robin Brenna, RSD Properties, and David Carter.
Saturday evenings on KFAR Radio, it's all about the food with Fairbanks Foodies, hosted by David Pruse and a group of local food junkies discussing food, beer, wine, barbecue, recipes, and more. It's all about food in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies, Saturdays at 5:30 on KFAR, followed by the wine show Grape Encounters, What's Cooking, and the Beer Guys. Saturday evenings are all about food and spirits on KFAR, brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, The Red Couch, Quality Sales, and Gavora's Fine Wines. Fairbanks Foodies, Saturday at 5:30 on KFAR Radio.
Weather brought to you by PNC Heating. It's likely somebody's home right now, so schedule a boiler tune-up after the cold winter. Plus, an efficient running boiler saves you money. Call PNC Heating, 460-1746.
KFAR Weather.
It's going to be sunny today with a high near 26 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight. Lows expected right around 10 above as we head into tomorrow for Saturday. Mostly cloudy. Highs near 28. Lows around 15. And Sunday, a 20% chance of snow. Mostly cloudy, but highs near 31. Lows around 22. A peek into next week. Monday calling for some snow and highs near 29. And that's your latest Fairbanks area weather forecast.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. David Prue's in the studio here with Tina Faringer, and it's a Friday here. We discuss everything that's going on over the weekend or even next weekend. Now, Tina, you have a wonderful event next Friday.
I sure do. We are doing a pink ride for the Breast Cancer Detection Center here in Fairbanks.
Okay.
So I can elaborate. So what that means?
Yes. Why don't we elaborate?
I own a fitness studio, so we do cycling classes.
1235 Airport Way.
Correct.
You're in the satellite building there at the Shoppers Forum.
Yes, exactly.
Where the old camera place was for 25, 30 years used to be.
Yes.
So you're the new kid on the block.
New kid on the block.
And you're doing it right with a great event for the Breast Cancer Detection Center.
Correct. Yes. So people are sponsoring bikes, $25 a bike, and all the proceeds are going to be going to the Breast Cancer Detection Center and also making strides against breast cancer.
So a person can come in there. You know, it's a 20-mile ride, first of all.
Yeah, we're doing 20 miles for the Tatas.
Now, is it all, everyone gets on there and it's 20 miles and you're done? Or can a person, are you having different time frames for people to do it?
So, just because of COVID and all the parameters, we're only going to have one rider per bike. Typically, like with our Spin for a Cause events, we could have multiple riders. But it's just a one and done. And we are sold out. But we do have some spots still on the wait list.
And sponsorships and donations that can be made.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So our goal for this event, we're doing it here in Fairbanks and my studio in Anchorage, is to raise a total of $5,000.
Wow, that is great. This is your first time doing this.
It's our second. We did a pink ride last year also, yeah.
You know, it goes by fast, doesn't it?
It does, yes.
And how many riders you got?
So we have 33 bikes, all socially distanced, so 6 foot apart, in both studios, actually, in Fairbanks and Anchorage.
And people can also do this virtually.
They
can join in at home.
Yes.
Or wherever they're at.
Yes, and seriously, if you have a treadmill that's like just a clothes holder right now, get your clothes off your treadmill and you can walk with us.
You know, you're describing my Stairmaster.
Right? Or you could use a Stairmaster or an elliptical.
Yeah. It's one of those places where I hang a few clothes.
Exactly. Yeah. So bust it out.
Oh, my goodness. How long has your business been open?
We've been open for about 7 years now in September. Yeah, most 7 years.
You know, these are not easy things to do, especially in a COVID-type season.
Right.
How long were you shut down for?
Well, you know, we didn't shut down at all because of the fact that within 24 hours of being shut down, our location being shut down, we delivered bikes to people's homes. We have over 110 bikes. And so we delivered bikes all around Fairbanks and Anchorage, and everybody just started riding with us virtually. So we just kept going. We didn't miss a class. We just kept going.
Tina, that is great. I mean, that's just adapting immediately.
Right. Yeah. We had to pivot so quickly.
And I'm sure your husband really enjoyed that.
You know, I was in Anchorage at the time because I was there for 2 years building that studio. And him and I delivered all the bikes in Anchorage. And then we got a U-Haul here. And we had a couple of our managers deliver bikes here. And it was a day that the roads were so bad. We got stuck here like 4 times. So, yeah, it was an event.
You know, last winter, and I hope this winter is a lot better, but last winter, if it wasn't 30 below, it was 20 below and snowing like all get out.
Right.
And then it would go to 40 below.
Right.
And then it would go down to 20 below and snow like all get out.
Right.
So if you weren't freezing to death, you're plowing your driveway in cold weather.
Exactly,
And then it went through into deep April.
Yeah.
So I can understand you, and you're in a COVID thing. So
yeah.
I bet you a lot of people are saying, I want a bike. I have some frustrations to take out.
Yeah, for sure.
I need
sure.
to do this.
For sure. You know, and I feel like right now people need it. People need to move their bodies. I truly feel like when you move your body, you change your mind. And with our dark winters and what we have to deal with, you know, moving your body is important. So
physical health yep. helps contribute to mental health.
Yeah, 100%. Yep.
How many... You have 30 bikes in your studio?
33.
And what are your classes like? What's the schedule? 6 a.m., 7 a.m. start?
Yeah, 5:30 a.m.
Oh, get out of town. you really? You think you guys are sick.
I know.
You're sick.
I know. It's some sort of crazy, I tell you what. But once you get
no,
on
there's
a good routine.
Between crazy and sick.
Well, we have a lot of people that work. You know, yeah. at 8 a.m. And so they're able to come and bust out a 45-minute class, go home. You know, and a lot of mothers also having to homeschool and do all the things. So early morning yeah. has been seeming to really
take
help
off.
Because kids are still sleeping. And so people can break away and come work out.
You know, that's great. How many scheduled courses or classes do you have during the day?
So we're usually 5:30 a.m. and then 6 p.m., but we also are personal trainers. So we take clients all day throughout the day.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what does it cost to join?
So there's a lot of different options, actually. If you're a new client right now, we have a promo going on, 3 classes for $30, and you can use those within a month. We also have drop-ins, punch cards, and monthly health investments when people are kind of ready to take that next step. And everybody gets a free hour with the trainer to go over their goals, and we can help them kind of, you know, set specific goals to get to the next level.
F&H Fitness Studios. Now, F is for Faringer, I'm sure.
You know, actually...
Or is it for fitness and health?
Fitness and health, yes.
Am I good?
Yes.
You know, that was just a total, you know...
That was really good. Yeah, and our slogan is fit and healthy for life. So that's, yeah, F&H.
You know, I don't ever get this fortunate, you know, in regards to something like that. But good for you.
You did good. You did good.
What made you think to put this business together? What was your background?
Yeah, well, I have my degree in exercise sports science with a minor in physical education. I thought I was going to be a PE teacher and a coach. I played collegiate volleyball, so I thought that was kind of what I wanted to do, move back here to Alaska and contribute in that way. But when I was in Newport Coast, California, I graduated from Irvine, California, and I started at a personal training studio. And I thought, oh, this might be part of my purpose is to personal train and help people that way. So that was in 2004. So I've been personal training up until I opened the studio. So that's been my profession and what I've done pretty much my whole adult life. So it was just time to open my own space and be able to teach other people how to train and how to do the things that we love to do and make a career out of it.
You know, a couple of years ago, I saw... in front of Lavelle's Tap House,
mm-hmm.
Arlette had like 20 of you people out there.
Yeah.
Was that you?
Yeah, that was us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so we started Spin for a Cause. That was, gosh, I think we've done 4 now every summer, and we choose a cause every year to raise funds. So the first year was in front of the Tap House when they had downtown closed.
We had Second Avenue closed.
Yep.
And it
yep.
was great.
It was awesome. We had 50 bikes out there. We raised over $30,000 that summer for a girl that needed medical costs paid for. And then we've done suicide prevention, addiction, and so yeah, we just choose something every year and run with it and try and just give back to our community as much as we can.
So this is part of your record. Came back, educated, mm-hmm. took your passion, put together a business plan.
Yeah.
And with your business plan, you helped Fairbanks.
Oh yeah, thank you. I mean, that was the goal. You know, my goal is always just to impact people in a positive way and give people an opportunity to do what they love, too, you know.
Now, when you go take 50 bikes and put them outside
yeah.
on a street,
yeah,
that takes a lot of coordination.
Yeah, Yeah, it does.
Your husband's a keeper.
You know what? He, without him, there wouldn't be a business. He's always been like my number one supporter and fan, especially when people tell you, you know, I started in North Pole with this studio and people told me it's never going to work. You know, and he just always believed that we were going to make it work. And he, we just moved both of our locations to new locations in, during COVID. And he did all the work and he just has no problem stepping up and helping out. So I am a lucky woman for sure.
Like I said, he's a keeper.
He's a keeper.
So let's review this one more time. You have an event, F&H Fitness Studios presents the Pink Ride 20 Miles for Tatas, which is next Friday. What time does it start?
6 p.m.
Now, I'm going to ask that typical question. Everyone has a different time frame of finishing 20 miles. What's your guesstimates?
It will probably take us about 75 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, and we don't stop until everybody hits 20
miles. So you're averaging about 12 miles an hour.
Is that it? I can't do that math, but that sounds amazing.
No. How many minutes?
75? Probably about 75.
You say you're going to be averaging about 17 to 18 miles an hour.
Okay, yeah.
I'm good. You know, don't give me calculus or algebra.
Yeah, you do all the math. I'll just shake my
head.
Now,
you have some good donors.
yeah.
Let's go through. Tell us who your top donor is.
So we got Yusabeli Coal Mine is stepping up for us, and then also you guys, the radio stations, and so yeah, those are our top donors that are helping out.
And you have Alaska Airlines tickets.
Yes. There's so Odette at Breast Cancer Detection Center was kind enough to use some of the tickets that she got for the person that earned the most money for the fundraiser. So two round-trip airline tickets to anywhere Alaska flies.
And here's another one that you're giving up. One free month of unlimited membership.
Yes.
With goal-setting session for the most miles. Yes. So you're going to have some competition.
We're
only going 20 miles, but oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll have some people hitting around 25 to 30 for sure, yeah.
I know, if you're going to bring it, you bring it.
You got to bring it. Yep.
Well, we got about 45 seconds left. Tina, how do you want to end this? And thank you for being here. And thank you for doing this for the Breast Cancer Detection Center.
Yeah. Just really want to thank our community. Our community here is just absolutely phenomenal. People always show up. And so I just really want to thank our community for the continued support of all the fundraisers that we do, and to be able to give back in this time right now is just like everything and a miracle and a dream. So
we are the finest community in the world.
We really, really do.
Tina, thank you for being
such
a great contributor to it. Fairbanks, that is our show. I will see you on Monday. I'll have Brad Bunnell with the outreach program of the veterans, and he'll be going through some of their new programs. And you have a great weekend, and go hit Pioneer Park. We'll see you on Monday.